Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Grab the kids, get out your bike, and don't forget the leash for the dog. The annual Hike, Bike, and Bark for Hospice is taking place in Victoria Park on September 28th. So, why talk about them now? Well, it is early bird registration, and there are prizes if you enter early. This is a major fundraiser for Ed's House. It is the hospice care center providing compassionate end-of-life and palliative care for residents of Northumberland County and their families. Trish Baird, the CEO of Community Care Northumberland, will tell us all about the event. Community Care is the organization behind Ed's House. She will give all the details, plus give an update as to what is going on at Community Care. Have a listen.
I'm absolutely delighted to have back with me Trish Baird, CEO of Community Care Northumberland. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you, Robert, for the invite, and I'm happy to be here.
Hike, Bike, and Bark for Hospice is a pretty crazy name, yet very descriptive. Can you tell us what it is and how the name describes this fundraiser?
Well, I guess it's right there for you. So come to our fundraiser, but you have multiple options to participate. You can hike, so you can walk. You can bring your bike and bike. We have some great bike tours on the event. And we encourage you, if you have a dog, if you can borrow a dog, if you have friends with dogs, bring your dog along for the hike. So we thought that would try to include more people than just plain old hiking.
The name also refers to a hospice, and I believe we're talking about Ed's House. Can you tell us a bit about Ed's House and what monies you're trying to raise here and your relationship to Ed's House?
Sure. So Community Care Northumberland operates Ed's House, which many people are familiar with, whether through friends, family, or just hearing about it. Ed's House is a place of focus with palliative and hospice care, end-of-life care, and supporting those people that are going through those activities and life-changing moments. Ed's House itself has a 10-bed residence where you can go at the end of your life to stay 24/7. There is care there from registered nurses, registered practical nurses, PSWs, a slew of volunteers and social supports. And you and your family are supported at the end of your life. Included in this hospice residence that we refer to as Ed's House is a whole group of community support workers. So if you are experiencing a life-limiting illness, at the beginning of your diagnosis, you may call Ed's House to find out what supports are available for you as you go along this journey. Many people may not come into Ed's House ever, but we are supported. They would be supported by staff that are there and work in the community. So based out of Ed's House, but working in the community. So this may be working with you at the beginning, just to help you understand some of the terminology, some of the supports, how you might want to prepare yourself. It may match a volunteer with you to stay in your home with you or helping you out at your home. Or it may help you decide where you want to die. So if one of those choices is Ed's House, then you could come in for a tour, that type of thing. And then at the end of someone's life, there are those that are left behind that can take advantage of many of the grief and bereavement support groups that we have there. So That's in a long nutshell. What is Ed's house?
Last year, a little over $77,000 was raised. What is your goal for this year?
Good question. I'm not sure that there was a goal raised, and that's probably one of the questions that I should have asked the committee that's organizing that. We would certainly want to at least maintain, if not increase. 100,000 would be a wonderful number that we could raise because we do have to receive community support to run all of the programs we have. We are funded by the partially by your tax dollars and mine through Ontario Health. We do receive funding for both our residents and our community team, but it is not 100%. And so we, our foundation, which actually sponsors this event, aims to fundraise $1 million every year. So the monies raised from this event go towards that goal.
The last time you raised money, it was to expand beds to meet the demand. What is the money going to go towards this year?
The money that's raised through Hike Bike Bark does not have a specific purpose in mind, in the sense of it's going to raise, money for to purchase new beds or like physical beds or to do something in the gardens. We need fundraising to continue our operations, so to support the operations of Ed's House, which is not 100% funded. So our at the residence portion, only the clinical nurses and some of the support staff are funded. So to keep the lights on, to keep the food coming in to everybody that's at Ed's house, to do our volunteer training for volunteers in the community, moving our staff around, all of those operating day-to-day costs are required to help move forward with our programs. So it's a general fundraising event to continue, so we can continue operating as we currently do.
Last time you had more than 220 participants and just under 50 dogs. I have to ask first and foremost, what is it like to organize 50 dogs?
Well, I'll tell you, I took my son's dog with me to this event, and I won't bring him next time because it was but most of the dogs are very well behaved, and those that know that they don't are far away. But we do have the big space, so it's wonderful. Lots of microphones, lots of music playing. So it's down in Victoria Park or Victoria Beach Park, and there's lots of space for people to spread out for those people that, but there are a lot of dog lovers there. And, I'm sure there's lots of comparisons going on. But so the team that helps to organize has done this a couple of years now, and they certainly have, they've got a wonderful kind of cross the line to start, making it quite fun. And I don't know if you've seen pictures, a big banner that you would run under. And it's more of a, if you want to walk a 1 kilometer or a 5 kilometer or 10, that's great. But it's just more or less come down and participate, have a hot dog or a hamburger afterwards, and spread the joy. A lot of times people are entering as teams, and they're entering as a team to remember a loved one. And it's a good excuse for people to get together and reminisce about that person.
I was having some fun with you to start, but I would really like to now better understand how it is all organized. So you've mentioned that people can participate as teams. You've also mentioned that they can go as individuals. Are there sort of groups that come, and is there a registration fee? How does all that work?
Yes, for sure. It's all the event is organized through a website specifically for this event. So hike, bike, bark for hospice dot ca. Oh, act. They meant hike, bike, bark for hospice dot ca. And on that web page, there is all the information that you would ever have to know. There's a registration. You can enter yourself as an individual, and then ask for people to help support your walk or hike. You can register as a team. There's no requirement on how many people are on your team. And we do have some friendly competition around highest fundraiser, highest individual fundraiser, and highest group fundraiser. So it's all on that website. And if people have any challenges with that website, then they would either just phone or call us and we could help them out. But if they, it should explain all of that information. There is an early bird registration going on right now. But if you enter early, you are able to receive a t-shirt for the event. And then you would get your race kit when you come down to Victoria Beach on the day, Victoria
So,
Park.
is there a registration fee? Do I have to pay to participate?
There's no registration fee. And you would you don't have to pay, but then many people, start off by when they register, they might make up a name for their team or their individual, and then you can invite people to that. You can get a link and invite people to that website to help support you on that walk.
And you mentioned that there's a kit. Is there pledge forms in the kit, and how does that work?
Yeah, it's more of a link to the website. So you would send it out. So I would send it to Robert and say, hey, would you like to support me in my walk? You would go follow the link through and you could donate to my race, whatever you want to do. So it's all done online. It's a virtual fundraising. Real money changes hands though. So you do it all online and it's fair is very I find it very easy, so I would hope most people would.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there were different lengths and different ways that people can do it. What are the routes and how long are they?
Right. So the routes are 2, 5, and 10 kilometer route options. So there is routes on the website that you can see where we're going to be going, but they are all very clearly marked and there are volunteers at the different corners that help you with those.
Now, what if I get tired or I need to rest along the way? Are there rest stations as you go through?
Yeah, so certainly when our we do have some water stations. Last year it was pretty hot. So there are water stations along the way and people and volunteers there. And when you get back, I mean we have sponsors that provide some like apples and fruit and drinks, and then there is a barbecue afterwards, provided. I'm just looking at my. Oh, there will be activities afterwards for members that participate.
I understand this is for all ages. What have you got for kids and families?
There is Ed's House Kids Zone, and I think there's some activities specifically slated for kids at the gazebo there at the park. Those will be there. There's probably face painting going on and some other fun events.
Now, what if I am unable to walk and I don't know anyone involved? Can I still make a donation or contribute without having to show up?
You most certainly can. Again, if you go onto that Hike Bike Bark for Hospice website, you can contribute to a team or a person. If you know anybody, you could pick somebody on that are because the leaders are the teams are all listed on the website when they register, and you can go on there and donate directly to them or just a donation in general.
When you've attended this, have you had a chance to go out and talk to some of the people who participate?
Yes, and it's really heartwarming, especially those teams that are doing it for someone because they really go out of their way to memorialize the person that they're. So they might all have t-shirts or they might all, have stories that we have had people come and give us stories about the event, about what it meant to their family to be able to be at Ed's house. That they want to walk in memory, but then there's so many people that also are walking to say, we want to make sure that this stays in our community, that we have programs for people, that we have grief supports, that we are, helping, making sure that these supports are still around if we need them or if my family member needs them.
Now, how did all this get started?
Hikes for hospice have been, I mean, the logo is kind of, or the slang is helpful, but it is a nationwide event, and many hospices do a little different. Some may do similar events, but I think it was just a way for hospices across Canada to raise awareness, make hospice care, palliative care, a little bit more familiar to people and normal for people. This is a part of our life, and we can celebrate it. So that was a way to focus on hospices in a positive way and have people participate in a positive manner.
Raising money is tough right now. More so because of such uncertainty with the economy and the future. People are struggling just to buy groceries and gas. How do you find it when it comes to fundraising these days?
Yeah, it's tough. It's, I understand all of those challenges as I experience them myself personally. We just want to make sure that we're not only making sure that we keep our costs down, so the money that we raise is really truly needed and able to sustain our operations. And having people participate in other ways, although it's not a financial contribution, making people aware and how they can help out. Maybe they can't fundraise this year or donate, but maybe they can do something else. Maybe they can support through a volunteer way or help organize the event for us. So trying to meet people where they're at, and maybe in a year or two things will be better for them and they will support us. So, I mean, we are asking the community for a lot, as well as are many charities in Northumberland County, and across, as you know. We try to just make people aware of what we're doing and the benefits of it. Keeping people in these situations supported and showing how it may improve their life. They don't, it might just be a little bit more support. So making it meaningful for those that can donate.
Where are you finding success in terms of fundraising?
Yeah, we have a couple of, I mean, signature events such as the Hike, Bike, Bark and the Handbags for Hospice. On our Community Care Northumberland side, we have golf tournaments. Where we have a lot of success is trying to encourage monthly donors, and that's a way that we can help people break down some of those. Instead of, maybe in a 1 year period, you only have $100 to give. But if you broke it down to $10 a month, it's not so onerous. But trying to encourage people to provide those smaller monthly donations that could add up to a significant amount over time is a helpful way. And those small amounts all add up. I guess it's like crowdfunding that you see. But trying to not relying on people giving massive amounts, although there is, a number of people as they are making their retirement and their own plans later in life are leaving monies in wills and those types of donations. Having those options are helpful.
Are there any registration fees?
Yes, there is a registration fee for people that are older than 13. So kids and dogs, we can register for free. When you go onto the website, there is a registration fee and it's just $30. So if you're going in to register for the event as an individual, it's $30. That provides you with a t-shirt and a race kit that you pick up that day to help you get through the day. I believe there's, some water and munchies for your walk through the course. So that would be again for individuals over the age of 13.
What about teams and groups?
Teams of groups, you would register as an individual first. So you would just continue to do that $30 donation. And then, so there's not an extra fee for a team or anything.
I know you already mentioned the early bird registration. Can you summarize the details about that if people are interested?
Sure. If you want to do the early bird registration, it closes on August 31st, so you have a couple more days to register during the early bird, and you will be entered to win one of three exclusive early bird prize packs. So our team of committee members are putting together a prize packages, and if you register before that date, which I mentioned, you register, it costs $30 to register. Then your name would go into an entry for a prize pack. I'm not going to reveal what those prize packs are, but I'm sure they're going to be great.
Since we are talking today, it'd be nice to get an update. What's going on with community care?
Sure. We have a couple things happening that we've been putting through on our social media. The one thing that we've been doing the last couple of years is a volunteer fair. So I'm not sure if you've heard of that, but we do have a volunteer fair happening on September 21st at the Coburg Lions Community Center. And that's in the afternoon from 1 to 5. And it's a place where we hope people who may be interested in volunteering will come and see what opportunities are out there. There's a number of other community organizations there. So we organize the registration and the tables and have a lot of the volunteer organizations there. So it's a vast array of different skills that you may have. So it's the perfect place to find out if you're looking for something to do in September, come to the volunteer fair. There's no charge to get in. If you are a vendor, there is a charge. So if an organization comes in, but just to come and drop in, it's just a drop-in 1 to 5 again at the Coburg Lions Center on Wednesday, September 24th. So that's happening coming up. And then I mean, we have a number of activities, fitness classes, programs, and again, a lot of those are on our website. So there's a special interest one-off wellness activities such as, paint nights or learning some skill. And we have a list of all of those on our Community Care Northumberland website, and that's comcare.ca. You can go on, and there's activities in the Trent Hills area, there's activities in the Brighton area, and then we have fitness classes and exercise classes all across Northumberland County where you can see the schedule. And those classes, many of the exercise classes are free of charge. And some of the workshops are, there's a small fee aligned with those. I guess the last thing I just wanted to talk about, and again, it's related to, I mean, the fundraising for Hike, Bike, Bark we're doing for Ed's House, but we have recently received some new funding for grief and bereavement supports, and we were doing grief and bereavement support groups mainly, a couple times a year. But we have received some additional funding for that. So we are working with the Bridge Hospice in Warkworth so that we can offer an accessible location for rural group sessions at the Bridge Hospice. So we're hoping that the first ones will be coming up this fall. So we able to expand those grief and bereavement workshops and also offer some complex grief counseling. So if people need more one-on-one instead of being in a group environment, then the funding has been offered for some of that more complex one-on-one work with a grief counselor. So it's busy times, and yeah, we're looking forward to the fall as everybody is. And and the last thing I'll mention, if I've got time, Robert, is we're looking for volunteers across all of our programs. So if you're interested in driving, if you're interested in delivering meals, visiting one-on-one with people in the community, or making telephone calls, we would be open to hearing from you if you're interested in any of those types of activities.
Trish Baird, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much, Robert, for the invite, and happy to share the news at Community Care.
That was Trish Baird, the CEO of Community Care Northumberland. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.